Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Mad Dog English and Joe Cocker bringing this back. The late, great Mad Dog Joe Cocker. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm not late yet, but I'm working on great, and pretty much a mad dog myself, but it's all about small business. I'm a mad dog small business advocate, the mad dog small business advocate, I should say. I'm responsible for this chaos around here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I get caught up sometimes. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the number three there, thethirdingredient.com. Mark Babbitt's our guest. U-Turn, Y-O-U-T-E-R-N, U-Turn.com is his website. The book is called A World Gone Social. Mark, thanks again for being here. We're talking about secondary trauma, folks, where that's one of the things where you are a happy camper. All of a sudden, you go on social media and you start reading about other people's misfortunes, which God bless them, everyone. But if you can't do anything about it, Mark, if you can't help them right now, if you couldn't have prevented the dog from dying, then is it selfish to say, I didn't really need to know about that? Is it selfish? I don't think it is.
No, it's not selfish. And especially as, let's just say that not only your mood is dictated by how you position your mindset in the morning, but let's just say you are a small business owner and you have 5, 10, 20, 50 people counting on you being a positive influence in their lives throughout that business day. It's even more important to not only insulate yourself from that secondary trauma, but to serve as a role model for those who might need to get their day off to a great start.
Like the people who work with you.
Right. And here, this is what happens, Jim. We, especially as business leaders, we set the tone every single day, whether we like it or not, whether we want to admit it or not, whether we realize it or not, we set the tone for our group. And when you walk in and you've been hit by this secondary trauma and it's bothering you a little bit, and you let that dog that died 2,000 miles away,
right,
from, you know, and you got that news from a friend you haven't talked to in 8 or 10 years, and you
right.
let that impact your day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, and of course, that's an extreme example, Jim. And I know.
I wonder, Mark, though, how many people, if they stop and think about it, how many people who are running businesses have noticed that the general tenor, the general attitude of employees when they come to work today is not as shiny, bright and shiny as it has been in the years past? And would it be anything wrong with saying, hey, folks, let's talk about this thing that this genius Mark Babbitt tells us about, this secondary trauma thing. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what that is. Have you experienced that yourself? This guy says we're not being selfish for not getting involved in it. And what if we didn't check Facebook in the morning? Could we do this? Let's take a week. Unless none of us check Facebook in the morning, and please, let's stay off social media during the day. I'm not trying to get you to work harder, but let's just cut it out for one, just during the day, for a period of time, at least till after lunch. Please, just at least till after lunch. Let's do that for a week, and let's see if we've noticed anything. What would be wrong with that?
Well, Jim, there are entire organizations doing that, and we suggest that to our clients. We also remind people that they can be beacons of the positive also. And set the tone. You know,
right.
our customers. It's not just us.
Is that where you just show the kitten videos?
let's hope there's more substance than that. But yes, if that's what makes you laugh, yes, do it. One of the byproducts of secondary trauma, Jim, is that now, especially business owners, we're afraid to choose sides. We're afraid to state our values. We're afraid
right.
to stand up for what
right.
we believe in. And we're afraid to say what we won't stand for. And so we become so neutral that not only are we getting sucked into the negative, but we're not being that beacon of positive either, and that can hurt your business and your customer base.
That's right.
And employee morale just as much as being negative.
That's exactly
right. If you have something
right.
you're proud of, if you have something amazing you're doing in your community, if you have an opportunity to show positive, sustainable leadership, do it. Don't shrink down in the corner being afraid of the negativity. Don't shirk away from your responsibility to be a good role model. Stand up for something and do something amazing for your community. And Jim, it could be something so simple. We were at a local restaurant in Colorado last weekend, and they had announced that as long as the shutdown continued with the government, happy hour was all day, 24 hours a day.
Wow.
That's how they were going to help the federal workers. And so even little things like that. I mean, imagine the positive press that came from that from this restaurant. And so even little things like that can make such a big difference in your community. And it can set you up as not just a victim of secondary trauma, but a true business leader.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this topic to our attention. Secondary trauma, folks, you can become a victim just by wandering on to, or you know what, you could happen at face-to-face. Somebody could be laying a bunch of stuff on you. Try to avoid it, folks, because, you know, you're not being insensitive, and if you can, you know the difference between when you're being insensitive and when it's going to turn into secondary trauma. Hey, Mark, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
I sure will, Jim. Thank you.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen, U-Turn, YOUTERN.com. Check out that website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.